The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 85 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of July 11th, 2017. This week we've got a casting of Squirrel Girl, finally. We get naughty with Dracula, and the hot dog champion of the world breaks Twitter. I'm CJ, and I got with me TJ.
Hey!
And Dom.
Yay.
So, we're gonna...
That was like a slowed down version of that turtle fucking another turtle.
Yes, it
hey.
Is. We can just wrap up the episode now. Hashtag turtle fucking another turtle.
So that's for all for us this week.
Those are words.
CJ's been out of practice for too long.
Yeah, that's what I get for all these vacations I've been taking. Look at me, all privileged, going on vacation all the time.
Vacation days, what are those?
Anyway, how does this usually start? I don't even remember. It's been
so
we long.
Haven't done this in a while.
What are you playing, TJ?
Hey, I'm playing stuff. Again,
are you?
Well, I usually play stuff, but
why?
So the Xbox just had a big sale on games, and not a lot popped up, but I've played this game before, Chivalry, Medieval Warfare.
You're a white knight, and you walk around.
Why did white knight be knight? Wait, fuck, fucked it up.
And you walk around tipping your fedora, saying the lady.
It's pretty much just like two armies, medieval times kind of thing, but it's first person. You can pick classes and stuff. It's like Battlefield with just like
you kill the generals, and,
shit. And
then you get bonuses for killing the generals. Wait, no, it's a different game.
No, different game. There's objectives that you can do as well.
You objectifying me?
I'm gonna kill you. It starts off with different objectives and you keep moving
forward.
Did
you say the name of the game yet?
Yeah, Chivalry.
Oh, cool.
Chivalry, Medieval Warfare. It's a lot of fun. It's $17.
It's pronounced Chilvery.
Chilvery.
And it's the prequel to Modern Warfare.
Right. Right.
Actually, I would probably play Call of Duty Medieval Warfare.
That'd be cool. I'd check it out.
Yeah,
but it would have to be like the new Call of Duty, so it'd have to be like multi kills and like all this flashing shit around my screen.
While you're jousting. Mega kill.
It's just keep piling up people on the joust, just one after the other.
Yes, that's how you do it.
Yeah. To the point where the guy all the way at the hilt is like still alive and you have to fight him while also jousting other people.
So, this is a fun game. I've played it before on PC.
I wasn't done making fun of the game.
I hate you. I would definitely pick it up for PC because it looks like hot garbage on Xbox One.
Really?
I don't know why, but
I feel like that's something that's not said very often.
No, it does not. And I don't know why, but it looks so bad on the Xbox One. Still fun. I play it once in a while just to have a little fun just killing stuff. And there's not a ton of people, so the servers aren't like packed. It's usually like 4 or 5 people on each team, where it could usually be like 12. So, but it's still fun. I would definitely pick it up if you're looking for something just to kick around, something on sale. Also started playing SWTOR, Star Wars, The Old Republic again. I don't know what it was. I just saw it.
SWTOR or KOTOR?
SWTOR.
So you're playing the MMO.
I am playing the MMO.
Okay. Okay.
Because I hate myself.
What class did you choose?
Sith Warrior.
Lunch class.
Why did I ask?
Why did you ask? I still have my old character on there.
Did you make your lightsaber yet?
Yeah, dude. I am like most of the way through the story.
Oh my God.
I've been playing for like the last few weeks, honestly. Okay. It's just something I pick up here and there. And it's fun.
No, it was great. I loved it when
I don't do a lot of the side quest stuff. It's more just like the storyline.
It's been like
I find
5 years since I played it.
Yeah. I find the storyline a lot of fun to.
Yeah.
It's a lot like KOTOR in that way, but like the side quests and stuff are typical MMO. Like go out, kill 5 dudes, come back. Go out and kill 10 more dudes, come back. And
the alignment thing is so cool. That was
the alignment stuff.
That was always my favorite with KOTOR, is like the changing the alignment depending on what you say and how you can kind of influence your character.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just whatever gives me the dark
the
points.
Darkness.
Which is just like,
I need the darkness.
You don't even start a conversation. It's like light points, or, you know, you try to like, you know, converse with someone. The middle is like you remain silent. Dark is just murder everyone
murder
the first
everybody.
Second.
Nope.
And it's a lot of fun. If you like Star Wars, I would definitely pick it up. If you played KOTOR, I would definitely try this as well. It's not as good as the KOTOR games, but yeah, no. It's still Star Wars.
I think if you played the KOTOR games,
it's very easy to transition.
It's a good place to go to, and it's definitely a lot of fun. And it's really great with a lot of people. We actually, when I played it, we had a pretty good group of people that would all play, all of our friends. And
it's got a free version, which you play, you know, just...
Right.
Which just locks you out of a lot of appearance stuff. It locks you out of a lot, actually. Yeah. And then there's the paid subscription version, which you get, you know, expansion packs and stuff like that for free. Mm. But all in all, it's not too bad without, you know, paying for it. But
yeah, check it out.
Go play.
Dom,
go play.
What are you watching?
I started watching and finished watching Castlevania.
Wow, you
Netflix.
Finished already? It's really long.
It's incredibly long. It is 4 30-minute episodes, which was very clearly and originally a 2-hour movie that
Dom
they broke in.
Starting and finishing real quick.
You know it.
I don't know why they didn't just make it a movie.
I know why. Because Netflix original movies don't do well, and Netflix original TV shows do very well. And I think this was the correct choice, because the day that it premiered, which was, I think it actually might have come out on July 4th.
I was to say, it was probably around July 4th.
Yeah, it was right very around close.
Then, the day that it premiered, they renewed for a second season of 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And
which is crazy. Like, there's very small kind of episodes. If it's like European-style episodes instead of U.S. episodes,
exactly.
Where it's like half an hour for like 30 episodes, where Europe's more like 4 episodes.
That are an hour and a half each, or something like Sherlock was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I went in there expecting nothing, because Castlevania's been a pretty big letdown over the past few years, and Konami can't do anything right, and I just figured, fuck it. So I went in there expecting very little and was really, really pleasantly surprised.
Huh. Did Konami have any say
Probably
in this
not.
At all?
Probably not.
I was like, that could be the reason why. Yeah,
there are some legitimate criticisms about it. The first episode's a little bit slow, but it's violent and gory, and it's funny, which I didn't expect. I didn't expect it to be funny, but basically it tells the story of Castlevania 3, in which Simon Belmont's ancestor, whatever he is, great-great-great-grandfather, some stupid shit, Trevor is... He comes from the line of Belmont family, who was vampire hunters, and they've been cast, they've been exiled by the church. So they're basically, Trevor's just, and this is something that's new to the series, after they're exiled from the church, Trevor is just like a drunk, and he's basically Wolverine.
Okay.
Nobody likes him. He's a drunk, but he's still doing the right thing, knowing he's doing the right thing, even though everybody else thinks he's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I don't like, is that it starts off in such a typical fashion, which I think Castlevania 3 technically did, but the whole Dracula finds a woman, I forgot what her name was, Lisa, I think.
Some bitch. Got it.
Lisa goes and ends up like falling, you know, going into his castle and like finding him and stuff, and then she's a doctor, so her mission is to help people and heal people, so he takes her to his essentially science lab. And there's like a bunch of like beakers and shit, and that's where she does her work. But naturally, because this is the 1400s, they think she's a witch and they burn her at the stake.
Nice.
Ooh, that'll end well.
Exactly. Well, they did end up getting married before that happened. So it essentially happens where Dracula's whole motivation is just revenging his wife's death, which I was kind of like,
yeah, it's stereotypical.
You can't
like,
possibly have more of a stock motivation than that. But
especially with a guy who's, you know, he was lived for
millennia.
Yeah.
So that
this
was
his first true love.
Exactly.
DJ.
Yeah.
I want to true love my fist in Dracula's asshole.
Well,
wow.
I'm actually sure there's a website for that.
Wow.
Well, if there isn't, someone get on it.
But so I was a little on the motivation of it, but everything else was really cool. I really like Trevor and just the dumb things he says. And then he meets up with another woman, Sypha, who is in Castlevania 3, and she's basically she pretty much is a witch. So she has magic spells and stuff.
And
she
doesn't get burned at the stake.
She doesn't get, well, she can't get burned at the stake because she's legitimately going to light people on fire. So they're the good luck catching her. But she has like ice spells and fire and stuff. And then they meet Alucard.
Magic missile,
naturally. They meet Alucard, Dracula's son. And Trevor and Alucard have. I know, it pisses me off too. But
I hate that so much.
So do I, but that's like original canon. That's not even made up for Castlevania.
It's like me naming my son Selrock.
Yeah, or JC. Do it. I forgot where it was. Oh yeah, but they have one of the best fights I've ever seen in an anime. And like, it goes, it's a couple minutes, it's not too long, but it's not too short. And like, there's enough nods to the games where it's like, haha, I get it, this is a Castlevania series, but there's enough new stuff where it's not like, oh, they're just
rehashing the game.
Yeah, no, it's like legitimately it's good, and the fight scenes are cool, and I'm excited for what happens in season two.
Cool. Yeah, cool. All I've heard is really good stuff about it. Yeah. Online too.
And I mean, so it's 2 hours of your life, just binge it.
Yeah,
you know,
just go through it.
Yeah, why not. So that's all for that. Let's go on to a little bit of a nerd news. TJ, you got something for us?
Yeah, I do. So Laura Benanti.
You got this.
Benanti?
Benanti? I can't think of. Who played Allura Zor-El, the mother of Kara Zor-El on Supergirl, and the twin as well.
Correct.
She is stepping down from that role because that role is being used again in season three.
Yes, season three.
Season three. And guess who is picking up her spot?
I know already. And I'm excited. I don't know about you. I'm fucking excited.
Lois Lane from Smallville is coming back.
Erica Durance.
Erica Durance is coming back as the mother of Kara Zor-El. And it's a little weird to see someone be playing the same character that's there.
Didn't they do that already?
This happens on TV shows all the time. So
it's
I'm
a little
not...
But they've done it with previous Lois Lanes, I think.
Not on this show.
Maybe not on this show. Maybe in Smallville.
Not on Smallville either.
Somewhere in that article, they're talking about how one of the previous, I don't know if it was a Lois Lane, or maybe there's something about Tori Spelling, I don't know, but a previous Superman actress played a different role in the Superman universe.
Well, the actress that played
Supergirl
in Smallville played
Laura
a villain.
Vandervoort, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She played a villain in the new Supergirl.
She played the new Brainiac.
Okay.
So she was Supergirl in Smallville, and then she came back to play Brainiac in
And they
Supergirl.
Had Lois Lane from The Adventures of Clark Kent and Lois Lane.
Right. As well as Clark from The Adventures.
Yeah,
of
I heard Dean Cain's in Supergirl now.
Dean
Cain.
He's in and out. Dean Cain.
Yeah, they just like took all the actors and actresses that wanted to like come back and
the
make new roles.
The woman who played Supergirl in the original movie is the adoptive mother.
Yep.
In Supergirl. So they got, I mean, everybody from, I'm waiting for Tom Welling. Like all I want is Tom Welling.
Does he still act?
Here and there. I think he does a lot of directing.
Ah, that'd be cool to have him back though for something.
But yeah,
he's like a homeless guy.
Not after that show. Jesus Christ, probably made a buttload of money.
No, in the show, like his character.
Oh, in the show, he's just a homeless dude in the background.
Yep,
Helen Slater. That's who it is.
Ew.
Helen Slater. She was in Supergirl.
Okay,
the original Supergirl.
Yeah, but it's sad to see like a character have to step away. I think she had
at least
kid.
She's stepping away for.
She had prior engagement.
Yeah,
so she was on another show.
Yeah, she's on
I
another
think.
Show or movie or something that she's doing. So it's not like she's just like. Bye.
And then Erica Durance just finished I think a doctor show kind of thing.
Yeah, doctor show. That's it.
It's doctor show.
Doctor show, MD.
That's it.
She just like finished up like 5 or 6 seasons on that show. So like she just got free, and it's kind of cool to see her come back as well.
Yeah. And I'm really curious to see what they're gonna do with her, just because, you know, her mom's dead.
Yeah, her mom.
Spoiler alert.
Her mom's dead, and then the sister is also dead.
Yeah,
so
it's like,
how are they going to reprise the role?
Is she going to be like a
flashback?
Astral projection.
I mean, if anyone. All right, I will say this. If anyone did see. I don't want to spoil anything. Fuck it. If anyone's seen the season finale for Supergirl, there was a flashback to Krypton before it exploded. And so we could see a lot of stuff from there.
From the past, yeah.
Especially since Erica Durance looks so young. She might, especially,
there might be
more
backstory
of a flashback.
Maybe when the parents met and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I definitely feel like there's going to be a lot more on Krypton in a flashback.
That'd be nice to get more backstory before Kara.
Right.
Because the Krypton stuff varies depending on what you read or watch, so it'd be nice to get a little bit more backstory on that.
I'm excited though.
Yeah,
I love
it's
I love
great
Erica
to see.
Durance.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
Such
she
a good
great.
Lois Lane. So
well, fucking got rid of Snaggletooth, so fucking...
You hate Lana Lang.
I really hate Lana Lang.
Everyone hates Lana Lang.
Well, it wasn't as bad as Pete.
The Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Yep.
Nah, the best friend who was a fucking douchebag on Smallville. Yeah.
Okay.
The best friend who was like...
Really into that gum.
Oh, yeah, into the gum. And then just like... bitched and moaned about knowing Clark's secret for like
so hard
four
to
seasons.
Know secrets.
I fucking hate him so much. Anyway, good to see someone pick up the torch, and I'm excited to see what's coming up in Supergirl.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take it on to a little geek on geek off, and I got something to talk about. They finally announced the cast for the New Warriors TV show, and
which I have no fucking idea what the New Warriors is.
It's just another. It's just another
Marvel
X-Men.
TV show.
Yeah, it's another Marvel.
Defenders.
Thing.
Is this supposed to be a TV show?
It is a TV show.
Okay,
it's
I couldn't figure out.
It's on Freeform.
Freeform.
It used to be ABC Family.
Yeah. Oh.
So it got picked up by Freeform, and I think it has like might be 10 episodes. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's going to feature Squirrel Girl, Mr. Immortal, and then a bunch of other people in the New Warriors. And it's basically kind
of
like
And the rest.
Et cetera.
Yeah, really, everyone really cares about Squirrel Girl. And I know a lot of people are sad that Squirrel Girl wasn't played by, or isn't going to be played by...
By Anna Kendrick. I'm sad.
Yeah. Especially since she even said she wanted to be Squirrel Girl.
It's probably a... conflict of time
of Anna Kendrick's too hot. That's probably what the conflict is.
But instead we get
AT&T girl.
Milana Weintraub, or if that's how you... I'm sorry if I butchered that.
Milana, if you're listening.
Hey, Milana, if you're listening. I'm
CJ
so sorry.
Loves you, and he's sorry.
Just a little bit. I follow
All
you on
I have
Instagram.
To say is fuck AT&T, go Verizon.
AT&T, if you're listening. No, fuck you.
No, I saw the best thing was like 18 to D girl, a squirrel girl, and Flo from Progressive is now.
Yeah.
I was like, what
I'd watch
fuck?
That.
But I mean, it's just going to be, you know, a young kid's getting into your powers. We're not quite heroes, but we're super.
It's definitely not going to be as dark as
Suicide Squad.
It's meant to be funny, you know. It's not going to be as dark as like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Or like Daredevil.
It's on Freeform. It's on ABC Family. Yeah. Anything about it. So
also like Squirrel Girl was never, or that group in particular was never dark.
Right.
It was more of a comedy kind of feel.
I mean, she's a fucking squirrel, so
and she's a girl.
And she's like destroyed like every villain in the MCU so far.
Yeah. Well,
like Galactus and Doctor Doom.
Do they have peanut allergies and she just throws bags of peanuts
at them? It's weird wacky ways they do it.
Weird, wacky ways. I mean, I'm excited. I really don't know much about these other heroes, though. Night Thrasher, Speedball.
Speedball I've heard of.
Microbe and Debris.
I mean, that might be good, though, like going in not really knowing
Deborah.
Much about it.
Deborah. Right.
The good old Deborahs.
There's Squirrel Girl, Mr.
Immortal,
and Deborah.
I think he dies, but he just comes back.
If he just died and didn't come back, I'd feel like his name is pretty
like,
awful.
Usually, like, immortal people, like, you should, like, shoot off an arm or a head, and they just, like, regenerate right there.
Dies. He literally dies.
And man comes back.
He comes back. I don't know. It's cool.
I'm
going to
lie. I mean, why the fuck not? 10 episodes.
Yeah. I'm mad about it.
You say you're mad about it?
I'm mad.
Oh, man.
Not mad, no. It's cool that they're doing more MCU stuff, especially, like, deeper cut stuff.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, like... not that I want to get too much into it, but like, there's definitely a
je ne sais quoi.
No. I mean, like the market is starting to flood with Marvel TV shows.
Yeah,
because you think we have all right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think has one more season. I'm not sure.
I think so.
Well, they got canceled, and then
they still got
re-upped.
A season.
Yeah.
So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has one more season. There's the Legion. There's now New Warriors. There's the new X-Men movie, X-Men TV show, there's the Defenders TV show, so that's five. And I think
and then all the Netflix shows.
And then all the Netflix, but
like
I mean, really, like, on television.
Netflix.
And then, like, Legion's on FX, and this is going to be on Freeform, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on ABC, like, it's just like...
It's everything except CW.
They're literally doing the opposite of the CW, but I don't know. I'm excited.
Succeeding. Oh, shit!
Well, I mean, those shows are doing pretty well.
I know.
It's their movies.
All of them but Arrow.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody likes Arrow anymore.
I enjoy Arrow.
I wasn't saying that for oh shit. I was saying nobody likes Arrow anymore.
Flash needs to start getting funny again, or I'm going to start kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Because it's really depressing.
Just a bit.
Just a whole lot.
Anyway. So, Tom, you got something for us?
I do have something for us. So, again, on 4th of July, Nathan's held their annual hot dog eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Chestnut broke his own record, because of course he did. And he squashed the age-old debate and decided that a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Competitive hot dog eater has no say. Fuck it.
So, Twitter has erupted.
Oh, God.
With a new debate.
Oh, there's a new debate.
Oh, there's a new debate.
Oh, God. Is a hamburger a sandwich?
No, this is much, much worse. So, CJ, before we get started.
Yes.
You are a hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
Your team, yes.
Team, yes.
I am team, no.
I am also team now.
TJ is team now.
It's okay. You're allowed to be wrong.
So as team yes, why do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
Because it's a sandwich. It's okay. There's pieces of bread. I don't care if it's one piece of bread that's been cut in half. To me, it's meat between, or just some sort of edible thing between bread.
Right.
And to me, that's a sandwich.
So there is a sandwich alignment chart.
Oh, God.
There are...
I don't have this sheet in my notes. Where's the sheet?
The axes are structures, structure and ingredients. There's hardline traditionalists, which determine a BLT is a sandwich.
Okay.
Structural purist, but ingredient neutral, is saying that a chip buddy is a sandwich. I don't know what a chip buddy is, but it looks like something with peanut butter and maybe chocolate chips.
Okay.
Then there's structural purist, but ingredient rebels, which say that an ice cream between waffles is a sandwich.
I think that would be me.
No.
An ice cream sandwich?
Well, no.
No,
we're
a little more than...
We're all going to assume an ice cream sandwich is a sandwich.
Yes.
That's what we're agreeing on. Okay. There are structure neutral but ingredient purists, which a sub is a sandwich.
Okay.
True neutral is hot dog is a sandwich. You are true neutral.
Okay.
Structural neutral but ingredient rebel, an ice cream taco is a sandwich. So a choco taco is a sandwich. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, no, that I don't agree with.
Structural rebel but ingredient purist, a chicken wrap is a sandwich.
No.
Structural rebel but ingredient neutral, a burrito is a sandwich.
It's a burrito.
And
that's what I said about the fucking hot dogs.
And then there's radical sandwich anarchist, right, which determine that a Pop-Tart is a sandwich.
So, I mean, technically,
what do you put a Pop-Tart between two Pop-Tarts?
It's a Pop-Tart sandwich.
Yeah, Pop-Tart sandwich.
So I think you're more of a structural purist, but ingredient rebel, saying that the ingredients aren't so much important. What's a sandwich is determined by the structure of it.
Structure, yeah.
So...
But, like, to me, like, a sub is a sandwich.
Right. I agree.
Several
of those
sandwich.
Were sandwiches. BLT is a sandwich as well.
Yep.
But if we're all going to go over the assumption that an ice cream sandwich is a sandwich, the structure is important, the ingredients are not, here's our debate for today.
Hold on. I have one quick question.
Okay.
Is a tomato and mayonnaise sandwich a sandwich? Or is that just garbage?
Is it between two pieces of bread?
It doesn't matter. It's just disgusting.
If you just put a spoonful of sandwich on a whole tomato, a spoonful of mayo on a whole tomato, it's not a sandwich.
Sandwich.
No, whole tomato.
A spoonful of sandwich makes the medicine go down, TJ.
That movie would be really weird. She just popped out of her like purse, a fucking sandwich on a spoon,
just shoving sandwiches down their throats.
Oh, God. All right, so.
Yes, I'm ready.
Today's debate.
Oh, God.
Are Pop-Tarts ravioli?
Ooh. Oh. What? Oh.
No.
Oh, dear
since we are agreeing that the ingredients are not what's important, it's the structure. Can you tell me the structural difference between a Pop-Tart and a ravioli? Oh. No, you can't.
I think it's ingredients.
The difference. If you want to be an ingredient purist, then
yeah,
yes.
You can take that. You can take that stand to
argue.
Well,
then
yeah.
To you is a wrap a sandwich.
No, it's a wrap.
Then you—that's the structural.
You're
thing.
You're fucking all over the place.
Yeah, because
well, yeah.
If you're saying a wrap is a sandwich, then a Pop Tart is most definitely a ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with that. I mean, it's—if you got to think about, like, you're making pasta. Pasta isn't that different from bread, and I know that people are going to give me a lot of fucking shit for that. Cause
it's still some type of pasta and dough are different things,
right? But pasta is made from dough,
right?
While I will say the processes of the two are different. In this case, making a Pop-Tart is very similar to making a ravioli.
So right. They should rebrand as chocolate fudge ravioli.
Yes, and they should.
I bet they exist, and I bet they're delicious.
That's but gross.
If you tell me that you make a take a ravioli, fill it with a fruit filling, and then fry it, that's not a fucking Pop-Tart. That's a Pop-Tart.
It's essentially a Pop-Tart.
No, it isn't. That sounds delicious.
That sounds like the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth.
No. You're right. It's not a Pop-Tart. It's a toaster strudel. Ooh. That's all a toaster strudel is.
Well, now you have like this gray area going on here.
Right. I don't think...
Life's not gray, man.
For the record, I don't agree that a Pop-Tart is a ravioli, but I can understand this line of thinking because I think a Pop-Tart's a pastry. Like a toaster strudel is, like an eclair is. I don't think an eclair is a ravioli. It's the same.
Right, it's a sandwich.
It's the same. It's a sandwich because it's round, but it's the same theory. It's dough with some sort of tasty filling, filled with a nice topping, and that's all a ravioli is. It's pasta filled with some cheese or meat or cheese and spinach with a nice sauce on top.
So then,
cheese or meat or cheese or spinach.
I said cheese and spinach.
So then, is a ravioli a pastry?
Is it? You tell me.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
This is making me not want to eat any of this.
That's fine. I'll like it.
It just made like putting these ideas in my head of ugh.
I mean, I want to make ravioli dough now and fill it with like I don't know a cherry or strawberry filling or something, and then
or green apple Jolly Rancher
or green apple. Right, exactly. If you've seen our YouTube video, if you haven't seen it, please head to our YouTube channel and watch us eat amazingly delicious Pop-Tart flavors. And then, like, I don't know, put, like, a cream filling on top or, like, you know, like, a nice little frosting on top. I bet it'd be delicious. No, but really, like, especially if you fry it. Like, imagine fried...
Well, I mean, I could deep fry my foot and still eat it.
It's true. But now this begs the question, are pierogies just mashed potato Pop-Tarts?
They are! Oh, my, you're, like, blowing my mind right now. Oh, God. My whole world is crumbling around me in amazing ways.
So,
is this what LSD is like?
It must be. Oh. Yeah, so Twitter is naturally blowing up about this. And this is actually is one of the oldest copypastas on the internet. It was first posted to a car forum called DSM Tuners by a user named El Frago. And El Frago writes, "Why Pop-Tarts are ravioli?" Now, the first thing you must be thinking is, what the heck is El Frago thinking? Is he off his rocker? Yes, this may seem bizarre, but hear me out. Ingredients do not define a type of food such as ravioli. Nobody is arguing that an ice cream sandwich isn't a sandwich, are they? Or that spaghetti with anything other than marinara sauce isn't spaghetti sauce, or isn't spaghetti, right? Right. So let's take a look at ravioli. A ravioli has a rather plain casing filled with delicious filling, as well as usually a yummy sauce of some kind on top. Now let's take a look at a Pop-Tart. A Pop-Tart consists of a rather plain casing containing some delicious filling with a yummy topping on top of it. The only difference is the ingredients. And as I said before, ingredients don't define a ravioli. So you can have all sorts of ravioli just as you can have all sorts of sandwiches. The composition isn't what makes up these foods, it's the structure. Besides a slight variation in shape, the structure of a Pop-Tart is not that different from a ravioli. You may think that may say that size is what differentiates them, if not the ingredients. To that, is a slider not a type of burger? Sub sandwiches are still sub sandwiches, whether they're 3 feet long or 6 inches long. And you have to be a big hypocrite to call an ice cream sandwich a sandwich and not call a Pop-Tart a ravioli. Because whatever differentiates an ice cream sandwich from a normal sandwich, that is, size and ingredients are the exact same things that differentiate ravioli from a good old Pop-Tart.
See, I think it's structure and ingredients make the difference.
Right. So you are.
That was beautiful. I'm tearing up a little bit.
So you're a hardline traditionalist, structure and ingredients, which I am as well. Actually, I'm not. I'm more of a structure person because I'm ingredient purist as well. I think a sub sandwich is a sandwich.
If I take all the contents of an Italian combo and put it in a wrap.
Is it a Pop-Tart?
Is it?
Yeah, that would be a disgusting Pop-Tart.
But is it a sandwich? Or is it a wrap?
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Right. Well, I mean, TJ does it all the time. He gets his chicken parm, but in a wrap.
That's true.
It ceases to be a sandwich
if
when you
put
change...
chicken parm on a wedge. Is it a sandwich?
I think it's a sandwich.
Yeah, it's a sandwich.
So you're saying that there are basically limited structures available. but the ingredients are also important.
Yes.
Ingredients are probably most important to you, and then structure second, because you do have some leeway on the structure.
Yeah. I just fucking stuff food in my mouth.
Yep.
And now you got me thinking of pasta with fucking fruit filling. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I want to throw up all in my mouth.
Okay, if I take...
Oh, God.
Sour Sketty... And then
is that what you call sour Skittles?
No, sour Sketty. It's like the, you know, the little sour laces or whatever.
Right, like, okay. It looks like the pull and peel Twizzlers, but it's all sour. Yeah, I didn't know that was called sour Sketty.
If I get a bowl of those and then put like a nice, like, I don't know, like vanilla sauce and toss it around.
Or the sugar sauce from a Cinnabon.
Right.
If you really want to have diabetes.
Is it an Italian dinner?
Is it made by an Italian?
Only if you have a loaf of garlic bread along with it. and a nice glass of Pinot Grigio.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the most hurtful dinner I've ever had in my life. Also, I would eat a Pop-Tart for breakfast, but not a ravioli for breakfast. Whereas dinner would be different.
Would you eat a Pop-Tart for dinner?
I wouldn't eat a Pop-Tart for dinner, but I'd definitely eat a ravioli for dinner.
Would you eat a ravioli if it was filled with some sort of yummy fruit or chocolate frosting?
No, I wouldn't eat that.
Ever?
Ever.
If I took the same dough for Pop-Tarts, but put like ricotta inside of it, and then a nice marinara sauce on top, would you eat it?
I would barf into your mouth.
Why?
That sounds so gross.
Hey, there's no... The only difference is one dough
texture is one.
Yeah, but texture really is the difference. One is hard and flaky, and the other one is soft and relatively chewy.
Chewy, yeah.
It's a combination of all these things that are giving me this horror show nightmare magical foods are going to be chasing me in my nightmares later.
What I propose... for our next video is that we make different types of ravioli and taste test the ravioli. But don't tell you what's what.
Oh, I love
it. So where'd you pick up this like alignment chart thing?
It's in the article that I found. And I also found it on
just look up
sandwich alignment chart. It's on knowyourmeme.com.
Of course, gotcha. It is.
So go find the sandwich alignment chart and go comment on our website.
Yeah. Let us know
Facebook.
In the comments.
Yeah. What are you?
Do you consider a Pop-Tart ravioli?
This is not the dumbest question we've asked you.
Let us know what goes too far when it comes to ravioli.
Exactly. We asked you to send us pies once, first of all, so this is not the weirdest thing.
And how they went all cream, I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to
send them.
Shut up. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we continue to bring content just like this. And please visit podcastland.com and vote for us to be Podcast of the Month. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Ravioli tart.
I hate you so much.